According to the Ohio-based Fremont Company, some Midwest grocery stores have reported an 850% spike in sauerkraut sales following the announcement. It's believed that sauerkraut's lactic acid bacteria may be the critical element in preventing avian flu, a theory echoed in Men's Health magazine and a Minneapolis CBS TV station report. Ryan Downs is CEO of the Great Lakes Kraut Company in Bear Creek. He says the news comes at the height of a spectacular growing season.
We have cabbages out here the size of beach balls. I've been in the business 61 years, and I've never seen a crop like this. So if it's a vaccine, we're going to have plenty of it.
Down says sauerkraut has long been championed as a healthy food, which may also help ward off various forms of cancer. But Down says the Great Lakes Kraut Company has no plans to publicize the Seoul National University study.
We'd be preying on people's fears. The media will get the story out, and people will be able to make their own determinations as to whether they want to use sauerkraut as a preventative.
Down says instead they've been trying to market sauerkraut towards younger consumers through recipes for sauerkraut versions of sushi and pizza. He says in the past year they've seen a 3-4% spike in sales for their efforts. And while overall sauerkraut sales may keep climbing because of the avian flu study, Rob Porter, a staff pathologist with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, says he's doubtful.
I'm certainly not aware of cruciferous plants containing natural antiviral compounds, which when fed to any animal would cure or eliminate virus from that animal's body. That catches me as quite a strong proposition to make.
Porter says he hasn't seen the study report, but he'd be more convinced if the findings can be replicated at other universities and are carried in a peer-reviewed publication. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.